Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No need for much of an introduction for our next guest because people know him so well around here. The Pirates have been, you know, dealing prospects and dealing for prospects, mostly for prospects, for many years, and there's nobody better in the evaluation business than Jonathan Mayo of MLB Pipeline. Jonathan, we appreciate you joining us on such short notice here. Things got real hot. We were arguing back and forth. I don't know, maybe I've lost my mind. It's because of the Pirates. I blame the Pirates. It's time to build around Skeens. They need bats wherever they come from. Somebody in AAA knocking on the door, an established major leaguer. There's nobody in sight except for maybe Connor Griffin. I don't know how long that's going to take. They're desperate. So we're talking about potential deals here. I guess I'll start you with Mitch Keller and what they might be able to bring back for a guy like Mitch Keller, especially if they sweeten that deal with, let's say, a David Bednar or something like that.
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing, advantage or selling point, I should say, well, the two biggest things for Mitch Keller. One is how friendly the contract is. And for what, another 3 years?
Yeah.
You know, he is durable. He takes the ball every fifth day. I think, you know, he's not going to wow you or front a rotation, but he could fit right in the middle of someone's rotation for the next few years at very little money. He's going to be very dependable and put an offense behind him, and the numbers will all look much, much better. So I think, you know, having that much control over a guy who has been a pretty dependable starting pitcher for the last 4 years now, you know, I don't know what the numbers are, but I don't know how many starters in Major League Baseball have had 30-plus starts 3 years in a row, now will be four. So I think all those things make him fairly valuable and should get a pretty decent return, because the fact of the matter is that if they don't get exactly what they're looking for, they could do this again next year, and he still has value with another 2 years, you know, or if they trade him during the off season, you know, they don't have to hit the panic button right this very second, because it's not like bringing in a big league ready bat right now is going to move the needle that much in terms of what the rest of this season looks like.
Bob, so many teams trade from their minor league system. They use their farm system for trades.
Jonathan, you meant.
What did I say, Bob?
Bob. You said Bob.
Jeez, yeah, Jonathan, I apologize. I don't know where they came from. No, I mean, you know what I am? I'm in Poppy Annie's seat.
Well, I was thinking longtime TV reporter Bob Mayo.
Yeah, there is. From Channel 4.
That was my dad's name, too, which is very strange. But
wow.
Anyway, please continue.
Wow. Yeah, thank you, George.
No problem, Steven.
Hey, I mean, Bubba Chandler's 5 on MLB Pipeline as top prospect. Connor Griffin, I would think both of those two would be off limits. But who in the system could help accent a trade or would have value that the Pirates could send to help themselves get bats?
I would be very surprised if they were to use anybody from their system right now to do that. I think because you need to keep whatever you can. That doesn't mean there wouldn't be someone lower down who might have, you know, some value, maybe someone who's further away, like a Wyatt Sanford or somebody like that, who has terrific upside, but, you know, is just an A ball now. You know, that's, if you're going to sort of send prospects back to a team that's competing, then I would only pick from that basket, you know, guys who wouldn't impact the big leagues for a while, and a team that is perennial competing or has a high, you know, high payroll at the big league level can afford to be patient and wait for them.
Jonathan, one day we spent practically a whole show kind of just for fun on a theoretical trade. The best pitching prospect or one of them in the game, Bubba Chandler, straight up for Roman Anthony. If that ever happened, who would get the better of that deal?
Wow. I guess if you got Roman Anthony, if I'm going to, you know, stick to like the guns of where we ranked them in the top 100, I would say Roman Anthony. And, you know, I think there would be probably people in baseball would make the argument that with few exceptions, the guy who's going to play every day would be put ahead of the guy who's pitching every fifth day. Knowing that Bubba Chandler could end up being a frontline starter when all said and done, and I think he will. So, you know, maybe he is part of that outlier. But right now I reserve that for the Paul Skeens of the world. You know, but I guess just because we had, you know, we had Roman Anthony, you know, at the very top of our top 100 at one and Bubba Chandler at five, I'd give the edge to the Pirates getting Roman Anthony in a deal that will never, ever happen.
Right. But any deal could happen. It's like, you know, my house isn't for sale until somebody comes along and offers $1 million. So every house is for sale. What do the Pirates need to do? This is really what I want to ask you, and you're the perfect guy. What do they need to do to go out and get one of your top 10 prospect hitters?
Yeah, I mean, I think if they want to trade Mitch Keller and couple with another big leaguer, you know, that is tradable, that they feel that they can be rid of and has value, then I think, you know, they need to do that, but ask for a lot, because Mitch Keller is not that easily replaced. I think, you know, you could bring Bubba Chandler up and he's going to be very, very good, but because of the reliability factor, but you look at, you know, I'm not saying that Mitch Keller and Garrett Crochet are the same, because they're not, but when the Red Sox, when the White Sox traded Crochet to the Red Sox, the White Sox got Kyle Teal and Braden Montgomery and some other prospects. You know, that's the kind of thing that you need. I think that Mitch Keller can fetch a top 100 caliber bat. You know, and maybe like you said, you sweeten the deal with, you know, some other small pieces. But if you're talking about Mitch Keller and David Bednar, who is now returned to all-star closer form, you better get two quality bats, I think. And, you know, and guys who are close to the big leagues and, you know, and have that sort of middle of the order star potential. There aren't that many of them, you know, right now. Like our top 100 kind of skews a little younger, and, you know, without knowing what teams are willing to trade, you know, I want to get a Kevin McGonigal from the Tigers, you know, a Max Clark from the Tigers, somebody like that. If I'm the Tigers, I don't think I'm trading either of those guys. They're both in Double A and are 20 years old. But that's the kind of player that I think you need to get back in a trade like this.
Are there any guys that are being blocked in the other organization that have just graduated off the list or they're still on the list? I think of Kyle Stowers when he was ultimately traded from Baltimore. They had a surplus of hitters to Miami, and now he made the All-Star game. Is there anyone that is in a similar light than that, Jonathan, that might be someone the Pirates could target?
Yeah, and Kyle Stowers wasn't even that highly regarded of a prospect, but he needed an opportunity. So I'd have to dig deep into my memory, which right on the heels of the Futures game in the draft, you're getting me, you know, at its absolute worst. I think the one guy that's just mine, not that the Baltimore Orioles are going to be buying right now, but this is where Mitch Keller would be of value if they think that they just, you know, this is just an aberration the year they had. Samuel Basayo seems very, very blocked in the Orioles system. Pretty much every catcher they got hurt, and he has not been called up. Now, that may be because he just can't catch. That might be a possibility. He can really, really hit, and he plays first base. And so if they wanted to try to make a trade with the Orioles, and, you know, they need pitching help for now and for the long term especially, and so here you have a Mitch Keller type of pitcher. And by the way, I'm not advocating for them. I would wait on trading Mitch Keller if it were me. But if you're going to do it, you need someone like a Samuel Basayo who you could call up right now and you could play him at first. You could DH him. If you want to throw him behind the plate every now and again, have at it. But, you know, maybe it's a Mitch Keller, Joey Bart kind of deal. And you get a hitter like this who's got ridiculous, ridiculous power. He's got 19 homers and a 974 OPS, and he's 20 years old in AAA. That's the kind of the hitter, and it doesn't seem like the Orioles are eager to bring him up. But maybe it's just that they don't want to start his clock. This is a team that was hoping to try to climb back into things, and when every other catcher seemed to be on the shelf, they still didn't call him up. So that would be a place maybe I would look.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jonathan Mayo of MLB Pipeline. All right, a guy that we spent an hour on today, Spencer Jones, seems to be suddenly sort of taking off in that organization. I know he's 24. He's got power. He's got speed. He does strike out a lot. But it seems like there's a lot of intrigue there and a lot of maybe upset with Yankee fans, like, you're going to trade him now. What do you think of him?
I think it's a career 31.5% strikeout rate. It's over 30% now, even though he's getting to his power. He just got promoted from AA to AAA, you know, at age 24. I think he has a chance to be a valuable major leaguer. He also has a chance to not hit at all. You know, like last year, He struck out 200 times. I wouldn't trade Mitch Keller for him. I would have to sort of lessen the deal. I don't know if the Pirates have the lessen the deal pieces for what the Yankees are looking for. But he would not be the guy that I would be asking for. Now, if you want to put together some kind of deal, and I don't think the Yankees would do this, where you're coupling Keller with a couple other pieces, and you get Spencer Jones along with George Lombard Jr., their top prospect, then maybe I would talk about that. I don't think the Yankees are interested in trading George Lombard Jr., but he's in Double-A. He's very, very good. And yes, I know he plays the same position potentially as Connor Griffin, but you figure that out. Lombard can play second base. Either of them could learn to play third.
Oh.
We're talking like we're fantasy baseball owners here. And the Yankees don't trade guys like George Lombard Jr. typically. I think about like Anthony Volpe. I don't have any inside information whether the Yankees would be willing to move him. But those are the kinds of players that if I'm going to trade Mitch Keller now, have to be, the Lombards and the Samuel Basayos of the world, who are like very, very high end, not the Spencer Joneses, because Spencer Jones could come up and the left-handed bat and the power in PNC Park sounds intriguing, but that he could hit 200.
From your mouth to the baseball god's ears, may I interest the Yankees in a gently used Key Brian Hayes?
Right. I mean, they'd have to figure out where the pieces would fit. Solomon, Key Brian's dad, caught the last out of a World Series championship for that team. Maybe lightning can strike twice again.
What about Jason Dominguez, Jonathan? Any chance that he could potentially be factored in? Is he in the fold in New York, or is he somebody who, as a former top prospect, could be one of those guys that are somewhat blocked?
Could he use a change of scenery? He's not been bad. Once these guys graduate, and boy, we were happy when he graduated, because we've been talking about it since he was 16 years old, which that seems like, that's now 6 years. And maybe a change of scenery would be good. I've heard his defense has been terrible. I don't know. That could be interesting. There's upside there. He's still only 22. So I think there is some upside potential there. I would be willing to take a look at that. That's rolling the dice a little bit, because we're not sure what he's going to be. But I feel like he's kind of laid the foundation of being a solid big leaguer. And maybe if he gets out of New York, people can stop worrying about the ridiculous comparisons and the hype for a little bit. There's some possibility there. Sure, why not?
Jonathan, I have two, if I may. One, what do the Pirates have in Connor Griffin? Sometimes I worry, you look at one guy that can hit in the organization and maybe you value too high. What is the ceiling for a Connor Griffin? And what do you think about the Pirates draft, specifically for guys like a Jared Jones or Iredale or some of the power they try to get later in the, pick 7 through 10?
I refuse to put a ceiling on Connor Griffin. I met him in person for the first time. And, you hear about how a guy, is big, maybe you see him on TV and then you meet him. My goodness. He has, and we've said this last year, heading into the draft, he has the loudest all-around tools of anyone in last year's draft class. And the questions were about the holes in the swing and the hit tool. He's made some adjustments that have addressed a lot of that. There's still some adjustments to make. I'd like to see him get to Double-A this year. Maybe at the very end of the year. There's no reason to rush him to Double-A. Give him a taste of Double-A maybe for the last month of the season. And so he can get a sense of, this is what I'm going to need to figure out. Because there's still some swing and miss there. There's some you know, you want him to be maybe a little more selective. That's gotten better with Greensboro in some regards, but he can do everything. I mean, the speed is plus. He may have an 80 arm. He's been a better shortstop than they expected him to be, which is why he's, you know, he's playing some center field, but not as much as they thought he was going to. You know, there were some questions about his ability to play shortstop. Those questions are gone. So his ceiling is absolutely through the roof. You know, whatever you want, superstar, you know, I don't make comps, but you know, whatever five tool superstar player in the big leagues, that's what he has the ceiling to be. Now, in terms of their draft, Jared Jones in the, what was that, the ninth round?
Yes.
Like, that's a very good get for the ninth round. Now, he's an extreme power over hit kind of guy, but he's shown that he can get to his power in big situations, all the time. So I really like them getting him there. You know, even a guy like Murph Gray, who they got in the competitive balance round, like, has some upside in that regard. I kind of like the Pirates draft overall because of the power potential they got late and then the arms they got early. And I know people are probably like, why are they drafting more arms? I love Seth Hernandez. I'm all in on Seth Hernandez. I was thrilled that they kind of did this year what they did last year, which was, here we have the guy who might be the best player in the draft, who happens to be, you know, the best high school of whatever the demographic, in this case, pitcher. And it's not going to take him, I don't think, health. He's going to stay healthy, but it's not going to take him as long as your standard high school arm to get to the big leagues. And then Angel Cervantes is another polished high school pitcher. So I like what they did, and I think there is some upside potential with the power they got later.
15 seconds, Jonathan. When do you think Connor Griffin will get to the majors, and what has become of Termar Johnson?
Not giving up on Termar just yet. He's still super young, just 21 years old. And then Connor Griffin could be ready by the second half of 2026. We want to be a little bit more conservative. We'll say he competes for an opening day job in 27.
Beautiful. We really appreciate you taking time on such short notice. Great stuff. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Jonathan.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you soon.
We'll see you. Limits, how about the part where Jeff called him Bob?
I was looking at you guys because I had no idea that I called him the investigative reporter from Channel 4.
Just from Jonathan to Bob.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It was incredible. Truly, it was great, Jeff. I enjoyed it.
The Connor Griffin.
How about that?
I refuse to put a ceiling on what he can do.
Five-tool superstar shortstop. No.
We saw him for draft, and he was 18, and you're like, wow, like, this guy's put together. It's like watching a guy come in to a football team, and you're like, wow, this dude's hit the weight room.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah.
That's what Connor Griffin looked like before he even put on a uniform.
Second half of next year. That would be gigantic.
Wouldn't that solve a lot of problems?
Potentially, yeah.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.